In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
What's it like just kind of waiting to see who you're going to play in the NLCS?
It's different. You know, it's different. It wouldn't be so bad if they were playing at 1 o'clock this afternoon, probably, and opposed to knowing it, you know, just like the other day, though, really. So it's all right. I'm glad we're having to do that.
Are you honestly, do you care who you play?
No, I just want to play. You know what I mean? No, I don't care.
I just want a 15-inning game.
Tonight?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. I don't know. It's, yeah, I don't matter.
No. Are you going to gut it out and watch the whole thing? Or get up?
I'll probably try. I don't know if I can, honestly.
9 o'clock start.
I know, right?
Wow. A little late.
Probably 7 o'clock.
You talk about the roster today or wait to see who the opponent is?
Yeah, well, we see who the opponent is. You know, probably depending on what we do, or if we leave tomorrow, if we're here at some point tomorrow, we will. Yeah.
How beneficial was it for you guys to wrap it in for so you have a day of rest?
No, I think it was good. It was really nice. I think especially for the bullpen guys, as much as anything, to have 3 days off. And, it was really good that we won the other night. Yeah.
What did you see out of the sim game? What did you get out of that?
It was good. It was just, you know, like, some of the guys hadn't faced hitters, obviously, since the series started. So I think it was good. Just they can throw their pitches, and everybody that went out the second time was better the second time. And, you know, Noah pitched the other day, but he wanted to see hitters again, which is good. I think it was good. It was great for the guys that hit also. I mean, it's amazing all the guys that want to get in there and get in a bat. So that's good, too.
I'm looking ahead, just does that work out just the way you wanted with Charlie on short rest the other night? Now you can still go Max Charlie in games 1 and 2.
Yeah, well, we haven't decided what we're going to do yet there. But, no, I did. It was, you know, like I said, I didn't want this thing to get over and Charlie still be in my pocket.
Yeah.
Something happens and we don't pitch him and Max goes 7. And, you know, he was, like I say, he was all for it. It was good. I mean, you know, hope to get 4. I said, you know, if you get 3 and it's enough, then that's okay. And like I said, it wasn't any expectation, and he did exactly what we wanted him to do.
Will the discussion be because he came back on short rest to give him an extra day the next time?
Yeah, it could be part of the discussion also. Yep.
I know you don't care who you play, but if you were to play LA, obviously it's at home and it's home field.
Yeah, that would be nice. I don't care. The scenarios, that would be really good that we could open here on Saturday and only have to go to the West Coast once.
Because this place was rocking.
It was rocking. It was something else here. That was just amazing what I experienced the other night. And like I said, I went home and watched the replays because I was just like, I want to go see what happened. I mean,
what do you think about that replay?
It's pretty good.
Talk about the confidence of this team, especially the second half, and picking up speed.
No, they have. You're right. They have. It's we hovered around, let's say, it's the 500 for a long time, and I mean, it's no secret that when Alex went out and dropped those, I mean, we got legit big leaguers, and I think, you know, when we got Jock, I think the clubhouse was like, okay, we're not going to sit around and wait, or, you know, Alex is on the move, man. He was striking fast. And then I think when he did that, the next wave of guys at the deadline, it showed those guys that we were seriously into this thing. And I think that did a world of good for that room in there.
With the pen, do you feel like the postseason has kind of served as a clean slate, new start, just what happened, happened, now we're here, and go out there and work?
With what now?
With the bullpen.
No, our bullpen's been really good for a long time. I mean, I don't think they need to clean any slate. They finished that last 6 weeks doing extremely well. And just like they did in this series. They, you know, those guys have been really good for a long, long time.
Personal error, do you just have to approach the NLCS? just the majority of it, all of it? How do you know?
We got to approach it like, you know, I don't know if he'll be here for the NLCS. That's how we have to approach it. Until he shows up and is cleared and does everything that MLB needs him to do, I got to look at it like he's not going to be here.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I think it might determine who we play, what their bullpen looks like, who's starting, a lot of that. But, you know, that's probably the most logical scenario would be that, looking at everything.
I know you won a game the other night without him, but how much would that hurt you if he couldn't play it?
I don't know. I mean, we want everybody there. I hated that he had to miss that. I don't know that this team's been dependent, as we've shown, on one guy all year, quite honestly. I think it's just the guys keep playing the game. And you know, would you like to have him? Yeah, if we don't, then so be it. We'll just go out and win, you know, however else we can.
Did you give a chance to talk to him at all?
No.
When you win 110 games or something like they have, LA Giants, they're making a lot of attention. You guys embrace the underdog role? Are you guys okay with that?
I don't know if that's you got to be doing pretty good to get in the last four. You know what I mean? We're after tonight, there's going to be four teams of the 30 left. So I think you need to be pretty proud of yourself, and I don't know that there is any underdogs.
The potential to play them again in the NLCS, what would that rematch to have another chance at that?
I don't know that anybody's you know, it'd be great to play them, I think, more for the home field advantage type situation. But I don't know that anybody's looking towards playing the Dodgers because we need to be vindicated by any stretch. I think we're just, like I say, we're happy to be here and playing good baseball, and I think we're a very confident team right now.
You said you were still considering what to do games 1 and 2 with your pitching, but going to best of 7 instead of best of 5, do you feel good about rotation you'll bring in?
I do. But, you know, and it probably will line up where we'll have a, you know, because where it will be, we'll probably have a bullpen game. But, you know, with that being said, like this series, we had 2 starters in our bullpen. So I think we'll be fine.
Not to take anything away from what the pitching's done, but one of the conversations that struck me the other night was with Darnell. Is there something he's done maybe that didn't get to see those 100 games of him missing?
I don't know that it was said enough at how big a loss that was and what he brings in just his catching and game calling and the guys having confidence in him. And, you know, we probably didn't talk about that enough because what he brings and his presence is huge, huge. And that every day for the pitching staff, the club, just for me, just the stability of him, having him back there. No, I think that's something that, like you said, we probably didn't realize. Well, we did. I did realize it as we were going, and the guys we brought in did. They bought in. They studied. But you know, Travis he's done a great job since he's been back, and I know everybody's been glad to have him back.
You mentioned Jock earlier. How awesome is it for you to see Braves country rally around a guy that obviously you guys were facing, you know, just last year?
No, it's good. I mean, he brings that edge, that's for sure. And, you know, I mean, shoot. And I think he's proven in this first series that these stages aren't too big for him, that's for sure. He likes it. And he's grown up. I don't know that he knows any difference. I mean, where he grew up with the Dodgers and getting to the big leagues, I mean, he had a lot of experience. And he's shown that this time of year is not too big for him, that's for sure.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation, like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.